We have to talk about Brett Hellquist, the illustrator.
Right.
Who's he?
Brett is, you know, the Lemony Snicket illustrator, and I was so lucky to get put together with him. He came to Hyde Park and visited all of the places in the book. So his illustrations, the 24 paintings that he did, they're actually acrylics for Chasing Vermeer, are all set in actual places. You can follow the book in real life through the neighborhood.
Yeah, and then he also started a puzzle in the illustrations.
He got inspired.
So you got puzzles in the book, puzzles in the illustrations.
Right, and that was his idea.
Puzzles in the publishing house. I mean, it's an incredibly puzzling book.
He hid a coded message in the illustrations.
You have, I think, you show in this book a lot of sympathy, no empathy, I think, with the teacher, Miss Hussey. Some have suggested that there are recollections of your own life as a teacher in that school.
I think Ms. Hussey and I have lots in common philosophically. I don't think I was quite that wild.
Okay.
I definitely wouldn't have left people behind on field trips.
One of the characters I didn't quite understand.
Yeah.
Although, I do understand him in one sense because he's part of one of the puzzles, is Tommy Segovia. I mean, he's like off stage.
He's kind of a shadow character.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing not in this book. It's incredible. The more I think about it, the more it has, you know, a shadow character who actually at the end, when we don't go into what that is, plays a very, very important role.
Yeah, I needed somebody who was kind of off stage to add sort of more dimension to the plot. And, you know, when I was putting the book together, I read a lot of Agatha Christie's, not because I thought I could use her plots or her world, you know, the sort of classic old-fashioned British mysteries, but because I felt I could learn from the way she turned her plot around. She has at least two twists in every novel.
I think that was
a help to me, reading some of the classic mystery people.
Okay. Everything in this novel that you put together is done very, very carefully. All right. All the main characters have names which are spelled in 12 letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Petra Andale, you can count it out there, folks. Petra, PETRAANDALEE, 12 letters. Petra is the main young woman character.
Mm-hmm.
And she's named after a mysterious place of buried secret, an ancient city in Jordan. Hey, this is lovely stuff. This is really, really nice. And Calder Pillay.
Right.
He also has 12 characters in his name.
Yes, he does.
And I don't know. I wrote down here he's rather bookish, but is that true? Did I miss him somehow?
I think he's more the mathematical thinker of the two.
Ah, he has those pentominoes.
Yes, he carries
which is another source of puzzles. Yeah, really.
He carries them around.
Yes, he does. He does. And one of the things that Petra says in the book about art, I think, is very important. She says, this was art that was an adventure. It let her into another world. It made familiar stuff seem mysterious. It sent her back to her life, feeling a little different, at least for a few minutes. This is art's power, is it not?
Yeah, I had the kids trying to figure out what art was about. It was an assignment from their teacher, Ms. Hussey.